Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th of June 2020. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Mike, VK7FB. On 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 28.525 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA and Network across the north and the VK7RTC network in the south. ACMAR News, small apparatus license fee reduction. Thanks to eagle-eyed Roger, VK7ARN, who sent through the following message in relation to an apparatus license renewal for Wysen South. The ACMAR informed Roger, "Dear licensee, we are writing to inform you that the ACMAR is in the process of implementing some general tax changes. The changes will include reducing most apparatus license taxes by 0.8% effective 1 July 2020. To ensure that all licensees are charged the lower taxes, we have delayed sending out renewal notices until after 1 July 2020. ACMAR Customer Service Centre. Editor's note, no one said ever our license fees never go down, hi. Contest news. Winter VHF UHF Field Day. Richard, VK7ZBX, hopes everybody is just about ready for the Winter Field Day next weekend, 20th June 2020, 010 UTC to 21st of June, 0059 UTC. There is still some time to get your portable VHF UHF station all polished and ready to make contact. Maybe it's time to do some final checkout of your portable spot. To do a final checklist of all the gear you need to take so as not to be remembering the field day badly. If you're not going portable, then perhaps today or this week is the time to check all the bands and make sure everything is working. It's been a long year and our weather can be hard on coax and antennas, so get those meters out and make sure everything is in tip-top. Frequencies are not set in stone, but a good start would be 6 meters. 50.15 USB or 52.525 FM, 2 meters, 144.150 USB or 146.5 FM, 70 centimeters, 432.15 USB or 439 FM, 23 centimeters, 1296.15 USB or FM. Hope to hear you on the bands. Rules are on the WIA website under contests. 73, Richard, VK7ZBX. MF Communications, 630 meter distance extended. Justin, VK7TW, is continuously monitoring the whisper signal on 630 megs from Hobart, Tasmania. As the sun sets, the signals appear out of the spectrum display and they start decoding. The regulars appear VK4YB, VK3HP, VK5FQ, VK2COW and VK3WRE. Recently, they have been joined by VK3CYD, VK6HP, VK6AKT and VK3QD. About 6 months ago, the distance was suddenly extended by the reception of K9FD at 9,107 kilometres and Merv is on the Molokai Islands in the Hawaii group. He uses an updated Elecraft K3 that outputs 1 milliwatt to drive a homemade single MOSFET amp. The amp runs about 60 watts into a 160-metre inverted L, 65-foot tall, 70-foot sloping down to about 20 feet level. Ground system is from the AM broadcast station that was located here with 120 radials, 330 feet long, and 120 radials, 60 feet long. There is another ground system that is bonded together in the direction of VK. MIRV uses a non-directional beacon antenna tuning unit which gets out about 1 watt ERP at the antenna. The signal levels have been at best about minus 24 dB on the whisper scale. Just when Justin thought that 9,107 kilometres was about as far as he could receive, in the last few days W6GJB has been decoding at 12,739 kilometres. The signal levels are low at minus 30 and minus 31 dB on the whisper scale, and W6GJB is reporting to be transmitting at 5 watts ERP. There are plenty of longer distances being reported on the whisper database, with the current maximum 630 meter distance being 18,814 kilometres between HZ3MDY and VA3ROM, and there are many between these distances. Long distances using narrow bandwidth weak signal modes are certainly possible on 630 meters. 73, Justin, VK7TW. VK7QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at 12 June is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman has sent more cards during the last week. If you see your call sign in the list, would you please email Herman advising him of the date you acquired the call sign, as I do have some cards from years back, and I'm finding that some of these operators are new and the original owner is no longer active and or silent key. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group at Glebe Gardens is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354410. 73 LVK7AN, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As listeners to last week's broadcast will be aware, this past Friday, the 12th June, we reopened the club rooms for our first morning coffee session, as permitted under Stage 2 restrictions. Thanks to Roz arriving early and lighting Sky Warmer, and if my memory serves me correctly, this was his first fire up of the year. He did his job admirably in getting the room warmed up in readiness. Definitely worth the money. Hot on Roz's heels was President Idris. By the time I arrived at 9:25 a.m., there was much banter and catching up by those two early birds in the kitchen. Tables and chairs had been spaced out as per the 1.5 meter requirement. Hand sanitizer was available next to the sign-in book, and all were gently reminded on arrival to please use it. Our two toilets have been fitted out with hand wash, more hand sanitizer and paper towel pull-down dispensers to replace the fabric hand towels, again keeping in mind the recommended COVID-19 requirements. As this was our first opening since the shutdown, we were uncertain as to likely attendance. Suffice is to say, it was a healthy roll-up, but not such that strained our ability to comply with the Stage 2 restrictions. Thankfully, therefore, no one was required to move outside or relocate to the other hall. Having to ask anybody to move outside would have been particularly painful, as it was raining throughout most of the morning. Most attendees stayed on until noon, although a few stragglers did linger longer. The fair choice to only have biscuits and a cake to limit too much handling of food. So sad to advise that there will be no sausage rolls, party pies, cocktail frankfurts, etc. at this point. Once things are back to normal, we will gradually extend the morning tea menu. As mentioned last week, we will be having staged return to normal club operations, so we will continue on with Friday only openings for the present. So please note your diaries for Friday mornings only from 10 a.m. to noon. As restrictions ease, we will gradually work back to having our twice weekly sessions. On that front, the Premier, Peter Gutwin, announced on Friday afternoon that Tasmania would be easing further coronavirus restrictions next week as there are no active cases in the state. He also commented that he would not set a date for when Tasmania's borders would reopen, but did mention that the state's border controls would be reviewed again early next month. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. As for your scribe, once again, I have nothing else newsworthy to report from the home front, so we now turn to the weekly update from Nick, VK7BEE, our net controller, with a rundown on last Wednesday, 10th of June, tech net session. Clear air turbulence tonight. Well, okay, fast QSB for a while. Before the TechNet, Nick VK7BEE hosted a testnet on 3.580 MHz at 7 p.m. This week, several stations had been practicing their ability to send their call sign in CW. An excellent effort from Kevin VK7HKN with 4.7 watts, Phil VK7ZPD with 20 watts, and Alan VK7AT with 10 watts. Alan VK7AT was delighted to have sent CW, as it had been 38 years since he last used Morse code. He was using a TS120 into a 36-meter long wire with a homebrew matching unit. Their efforts were all easy to read Morse code between 6 and 7 words per minute. Herman VK7HW called in with 20 watts to give a quick report from South Arm in southern Tasmania. The NTARC TechNet kicked off on 3.567 MHz LSB at 7:30 p.m. The net had 11 stations. Band conditions were good, but at the start there was fast flutter QSB on all signals. This lasted for about 20 minutes, and conditions then got better. Discord continued as a simultaneous parallel system whilst the net was on. It had 10 members attending. Nick VK7BEE as net control, VK7TAZ, spoke about CW decoding software and having a cheat sheet for the basic contact. An example was posted on Discord. He is developing an active CW filter to improve the ability of Morse decoder programs to decode CW more effectively. Nick also reminded members that the club is opening this Friday for morning tea from 10 to 12, with social distance limiting applying. Kevin VK7HKN is continuing to use an automatic linear amp with his 817, driving it with 4.7 watts. Phil VK7ZPD shared information on remote software control of his TS590 radio and details of a 1296 MHz antenna, which he posted on Discord. He will use it for the 23-centimetre local net on 1296.150 MHz. Graham VK7KT in Burnie was using a vertical antenna, but was suffering from a local heterodyne, which caused him to leave the net and rely on Discord. We welcome back Paul, VK7KPA, who told us of a strange sight he saw looking northeast from his QTH on Mount Arthur. It seems he saw a bright light in the sky, low on the horizon, which turned out to be the jettisoned third stage of a Russian military rocket. This was widely reported. Andrew VK7DW, Mr. Satellite, is still working on the azimuth hardware for his satellite station. Peter VK7PD called in to make us aware of details for the field day, which he posted on Discord. As the net was closing for the night, the following stations reported in. Dave VK2CQ from Newcastle was running an IC7300 with a multiband dipole and called in to give a signal report. Kerry VK7PAK had built a QRP CW transmitter, which we will test next week on 3.58 MHz. Des ZL3AK called in from Christchurch using a TS830S, putting out 100 watts into a G5RV to give a report. Keep those projects and CW practice going. May the Morse be with you. 73 Nick, VK7BEE. Many thanks, Nick. The following is courtesy of Peter, VK7KPC, and he would like to thank Justin, VK7TW, for his invitation to participate in the Reist Visual Shack visits. It was an interesting experience, including the intricacies of sharing photos on a PC in Evandale with one in Hobart. He copied photos into appropriate directories, then discovered the forward and backward buttons on Photo Viewer use the file numbers from the camera, and they popped up in an unexpected order. Hence, photos of Larkspur radios were interspaced with Klansman pictures, causing the commentary flow to be a bit disjointed. Overall, though, he enjoyed the evening. Cheers, Peter. Coffee mornings. Currently, every Friday in the NTARC club rooms, catch-up time is from 10 to 12 noon, and we look forward to seeing you all, but please remember, we are still required to comply with the coronavirus restrictions. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and funny stories, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently we have a few cards awaiting collection, but as advised by the VK7 State QSL Manager, Herman, VK7HW, earlier in this broadcast, with the WIA moving to a quarterly distribution to the states, incoming deliveries are likely to slow further in the future. Rest assured, though, NTARC will continue to provide this service as and when cards are received. As I remind all each week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and the other services we provide. By joining us on Fridays, enjoying the company, coffee, biscuit and cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Once again, this must be all from NTARC for this week. I trust all members were delighted to see the recommencement of some club face-to-face activity, but we do need to all be aware of the continuing need for caution and comply with the social distancing requirements. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, it's always good to have something new with which to entertain the troops. Then please email them to either of the following addresses: ntarc.emails@gmail.com or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com. For some time to come, with the exception of the occasional club emailed newsletter, the weekly broadcast news segment will continue as the medium for informing all about happenings, or lack thereof, in the local amateur radio world. It would be appreciated if any news, no matter how insignificant, could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast, to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for the collation into the VK7 broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Club news, COVID-19 Stage 2 restrictions lifted. The Reist Committee met recently and discussed the lifting of Stage 2 restrictions and what that may mean to face-to-face Reist club meetings. Unfortunately, the restriction of 4 square metres per person for indoor venues remains, and therefore the club rooms will remain closed until the next level of restrictions are lifted. Given the Stage 2 restrictions were brought forward, this may suggest that the Stage 3 restrictions will be lifted soon. We will keep members posted on developments. Remember that the Wednesday afternoon Zoom meetings are still in play, and you are welcome to use these facilities, and the DATV Experimenters Nights continue with details later in this broadcast. 73 Reist Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night, working from the Shack number 10. The idea behind these nights is not to come up to the club rooms, they are currently closed, but to watch the DATV Experimenters Night stream from your shack and interact using repeater 2 DMR 3807 or YouTube chat channel. Last Wednesday night, we interviewed Peter Dodd, VK7KPC, from Northern Tasmania. Peter started his working life as a radio technician with the Department of Civil Aviation. That became Air Services Australia in South Australia. Peter took up a position in Darwin and took the audience through the radio systems that he looked after at the Darwin Airport. This is an RAAF airport, and so this presented some interesting challenges. Peter joined the Army Reserve's signal in Darwin, and his CO was a radio amateur, so he sat his regulations exam and got RPL for the theory. Peter married and started a family in Darwin. Peter then moved back to Adelaide and continued working with Air Services. Sometime later, a position in Tasmania came up and saw Peter involved in the implementation of the new multilateration navigation system in Tasmania. Peter retired with 43 years of service for Air Services. Wow! Peter has a serious interest in military radios and showed the audience the details on a range of the radios he has collected. Peter uses these radios on the amateur VHF and HF bands. Peter then showed us around his very impressive shack and some of the projects he has been working on. A huge thank you to Peter, and Peter let us know that his grandkids were watching Poppy on YouTube. This Wednesday night, we have an interview with Tony, VK7AX from Ulverston. Tony is well known in VK7 and is very involved with ATV and regular broadcasts on both audio and ATV news content. This should be a fascinating interview and shack tour. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. and we'll be taking questions via repeater 2, 146.7, DMR talk group 3807, and the YouTube chat channel. And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. We get underway with the DATV Experimenters working from the Shack Night number 10 from 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday, 17th June. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Technical articles. High altitude balloon carries sensors comms. The first of a series of Department of Defense high altitude balloon launch trials has commenced, with the first balloon being successfully launched from West Wyalong in New South Wales. The trials aim to test the defence's ability to quickly send sensors and communications equipment into the stratosphere, the underutilised altitudes between where aircraft generally fly and where spacecraft orbit. The trial aims to demonstrate Australian-designed and developed launch capabilities that can deliver and maintain sensor payloads at an altitude that significantly improves situation awareness over a wide area, said Minister for Defence, Senator the Honourable Linda Reynolds. Having these high-altitude balloons as part of Australia's sovereign capability means we could deploy advanced sensors into the atmosphere quickly and cost-effectively, giving our forces comprehensive data in the air, on the ground or at sea. Sourced from the Critical Comms Web Zine. Satellite news. New getting started with amateur satellites. The 2020 edition of AMSAT's Getting Started with Amateur Satellites is now available on the AMSAT store. A perennial favourite, Getting Started is updated every year with the latest amateur satellite information and is the premier primer of satellite operation. This definitive reference is written for the new satellite operator, but includes discussions for the experienced operator who wishes to review the feature of amateur satellite communications. The new operator will be introduced to the basic concepts and the terminology unique to this mode. Additionally, there are many practical tips and tricks to ensure making contacts and to sound like an experienced satellite operator in the process. The book is presented in DRM-free PDF format, in true colour, and covers all aspects of making your first contacts on a ham radio satellite. Joining the cover art for the first time this year is a description of the next generation of AMSAT satellites, AMSAT's Golf series of 3U CubeSats. The digital downstream is available for $15 at the URL on the email edition of this broadcast, sourced from the AMSAT news service. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF Group. Meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NWTR and TVG. Club meetings cancelled till further notice. NTARC. Coffee mornings Fridays, 10 to 12 NTARC club rooms. REST. Club rooms are closed until further notice. REST Microwave QSO Party. Following after the Sunday broadcast at 1296.15 MHz FM. REST DATV Experimenters Nights. Working from the Shack series from 7:30 PM on RF and streaming. NTARC Technical Net. Wednesday 3.567 MHz LSB at 7:30 PM local time. Events. Sewing Circle Net commences at 1700 on 3.64 MHz. VK7HH, Ham Radio DX, YouTube channel anytime. REST YouTube channel for heaps of great videos. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB, repeaters REST NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Peter, VK7PD.